Morning.
Here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
What I'd like her to tell... Are you there, Bianca?
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Can you tell us when our borders are actually going to open and what that means?
It's earlier than December 17, apparently, Bianca.
Earlier. It will be this week, most likely, because the Premier has always said when we reach 80%, she will reopen the borders. That is part of the plan, so that's what will happen. We are right now at 78.4% double dose. So we've got 1.6% to go. It's been rising roughly 0.5% a day. And we've sort of seen that lots of people get vaccinated over the weekend. So once those weekend numbers come in, we could even see us reach that 80% figure today or tomorrow.
Which you're kidding. Is that what your projections say?
Yeah, they're my projections, but they're pretty good because we're 78.4%. So it'll be this week. And hopefully they've got all their ducks in a row as far as, you know, what they're going to do down at the border checkpoints and that kind of thing, because I've been told by some cops that I know if they check every vehicle, they'll have lineups down to Newcastle trying to get into Queensland because it's just so slow through those bottlenecks. But I'm sure that's something the good people at the police have worked out, and they will be checking people coming through. But, yeah, what it means is we will be open up to the whole of the country. So to all of those hotspots, people will be able to come in if they're double vaccinated and if they've had their COVID test within 72 hours of entering Queensland.
So this means people can be reunited with their families interstate for Christmas. Bianca, what does it look like when you return home?
When you return home to Queensland?
Yeah. Hmm. So like if people go down across the border to see their family over the Christmas period, what happens when they come back across the border? What are the guidelines?
Still a bit of rigmarole. You're still going to have to fill out those border declarations and things like that. You're going to have to make sure you've got your vaccination certificates up to date, and you're going to have those tests. But it should be technically all pretty smooth sailing once we get to 80%. And then, of course, 90%, it's even easier. And we're looking like we'll reach that sooner as well, because if you have a look at this single dose vaccination rate, that's at 87.3%. So we're really getting close to that 90% single dose.
Is that 87.3 in Queensland have single dose?
In Queensland, 87.3% of eligible Queenslanders have had one dose of the vaccination. So they're pretty good rates.
So if you get one dose, it means you're going to get a second dose. Surely you don't waste it.
It'd be stupid not to. Well, you know, the whole, you know, new rules for the unvaccinated coming in on the 17th has given people incentive to go and get the vaccination, those ones who are just sort of lagging behind. So it's pretty good. And what it means, if we do see those outbreaks, which we will, we're going to start seeing outbreaks in Queensland, you know, we're covered. The symptoms are not going to be as severe. You're not going to end up in hospital, all of that. So hopefully this stupid COVID thing will go away.
Bianca, can you clarify for us? You did mention the rules coming into play on December 17th for the unvax. What are the guidelines around them if they're wanting to go across the border? What does that look like? And will those restrictions that are in place where the unvax can't eat, drink, go to the footy, etc., does that then get moved forward now that the 80% target has been hit?
No, the rules for the unvaccinated remain at the 17th of December. So if you're not vaccinated, up until the 17th, you can go to the footy and do all that. But once we hit the 17th of December, there are new rules for the unvaccinated in Queensland. So that's when businesses really need to be ready to be checking vaccinations and all that. That date will remain even when the borders reopen earlier, as they will this week. The rules then for people who, you know, go across the border who are unvaccinated, they will have to quarantine on their way back into Queensland. So if you're not vaccinated, you're visiting family interstate, you will then have to come back and quarantine when you come back into Queensland.
But you still can go across the border. You just have to then, you know, take that 2 weeks when you get home. Is it quarantine hotel? Is it quarantine camp? Is it self-isolation? What does it look like?
Home quarantine.
Straight to jail.
Yes,
exactly. hey, that sounds all very good, Bianca. Everything's going to happen a bit quicker. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.